All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Wednesday, April 26th. And boy, it is a roller coaster ride this week. Yesterday, sharp drop in the markets as bank fears return. Then Microsoft and Alphabet both reported after the bell yesterday. Positive results. So how are the stocks doing today and how will the overall market react? And most importantly, how are we trading these markets? Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And I just mentioned it, Mark, huge slide yesterday. I mean, the S&P down 1.5%. The NASDAQ yesterday down, almost 2%. So let's talk about this first before we talk about what's happening today.
Sure. And we knew that the market just wasn't going to stay stagnant forever. Like the S&P, with all of those closes going back to April 13th for almost a week and a half, just going nowhere and so quiet, tight ranges. So we knew there was going to be a move. Was it going to be to the upside or downside? Well, it ended up being to the downside.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because yesterday it was kind of out of nowhere and it was caused by FRC, First Republic Bank, because they reported earnings and it turns out that they were much closer to collapsing than everybody has thought.
And that was something that caught investors, I guess, a little bit by surprise. So there were efforts to help the bank during that difficult time, and also, you know, more efforts, will they be saved? But, you know, it seems like those concerns really just kind of created some volatility. You know, we're not out of the woods here. We heard on Monday that they lost about 40% of its deposits in the first quarter. So, you know, the same type of bank run that we saw before is very similar to Silicon Valley Bank.
Yeah. So that's super interesting. And I mean, the next few days will decide of what happens here with First Republic Banks. There's a few ideas of how to restructure it. Do other banks step in again as they did earlier, providing liquidity, or do they have to sell off some of the assets, liquidate some of the assets? We'll see. This morning, again, down another 30% after being down 49% yesterday. So that is a huge slide. And yeah, that brought the markets down yesterday. And here's one thing that really, really surprised me, because this is where, when I looked at the CME FedWatch tool, I mean, until a few days ago, it was pretty much certain that the Fed will raise interest rates by 0.25% next week when they have their meeting. Right now, I mean, we had a probability of 89%. Right now, it's down to 68%. So do you believe that this could be connected to what we heard yesterday, that maybe all of these high interests are getting banks in trouble?
I believe so, because again, these are probabilities based on Fed funds futures. And so the Fed has their target rate. And up until yesterday, we saw that there was a clear emphasis on a 0.25 hike coming up on May 3rd. If inflation is starting to look better, and we'll get some more data on Friday to help us see, you know, what happened last month. But if inflation is getting better and the Fed can slow down, it could help the overall economy and, address these bank issues at the same time.
Yeah. Now, talking about bank issues, we do have quite a few companies that reported earnings, one of them being PAC Bancorp. So let me see. PAC, is it this one? PacWest Bancorp? I believe
I'm
this
not
one.
Sure. I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, because they reported earnings better than expected. And this morning they were up almost 15%, still up 10%. Because I just want to make sure that I'm pulling the right symbol. But this is where it seemed that they were doing pretty well. So overall, it's a little bit hit and miss with banks right now.
Yeah, and honestly, I know we normally review our positions a little bit later, but why not bring up PNC? PNC Regional Bank, yesterday it was down a little bit, snapped back, which I thought was a good sign, and today up over 3%. So that's a big positive for a position that we're in.
Yeah,
with this move lower.
So we'll definitely review this in a moment and some other important earnings. But let's take a look at the economic calendar. So this morning we had core durable goods and durable goods coming in the orders better than expected. And again, showing that the economy seems to be resilient. So that's where right now there's a little bit disconnect. So yesterday we had the consumer confidence coming in lower than expected. Now we have the durable goods orders coming in higher than expected. I mean, what's happening here with the economy? Are we in a recession? Are we heading towards a recession? Is the economy resilient? Can the Fed keep raising interest rates to fight inflation?
And that's the thing. It's the tricky part. I would say that this type of information helps support the Fed raising rates one more time, right? Because it doesn't look like we're just, you know, plummeting into a recession where there are huge, you know, fears for the economy. And so, I mean, interesting, conflicting data, right?
Yeah. All right. But let's talk about earnings, because yesterday, big tech kicked off earnings. After the close, Microsoft reported earnings and also Alphabet, the parent company of Google. And it was quite interesting because, I mean, both of them are reported better than expected earnings. And yesterday, both of them, right after reporting earnings, were up 6%, 7%, 8%. This morning, a little bit of different picture. So you know what? Actually, let me go to our heat map that we now have integrated and show you what these two are doing this morning. Google was actually down, but here we see Microsoft reporting better than expected earnings, up 7.3%. Google on better than expected earnings, at first negative this morning, now up 1.2%, kind of hanging in there. That's kind of interesting. The tale of two companies. I mean, both fighting for dominance in the AI space. Microsoft being ahead right now with artificial intelligence. Google still trying to catch up here.
Yeah, Microsoft beating earnings expectations, also better revenue. They said they had a big jump in revenue from its intelligent cloud business segment. So Microsoft doing real well. And yeah, I saw that. I think I saw Google up 4%, but actually starting the session pretty muted and up a little bit, but not the same enthusiasm, even though Google did have a good quarter.
Yeah, so if you look at a 5-minute chart of Google here today, we see that at first negative, then rallying, and right now just slightly above yesterday's closing price again, up 1.4%. All right, before we look at our positions, let's take a look at the overall markets. And I mean, overall, the markets are still trying to figure out, okay, what's happening here with economic reports, with banks? Okay, are they in trouble? Are they not in trouble? What about big tech earnings? More earnings coming up this week. So if you go back there and we see that today after the close, we have Meta reporting earnings, we have Roku. Then tomorrow morning, before the bell, we have American Airlines, Caterpillar, Lilly, Valero, Southwest, MasterCard. So, I mean, there's still a lot of things happening, and the markets are still kind of undecided. I mean, especially after the quite big slide yesterday, it seems that another quiet day?
Well, you know, the Nasdaq's getting a boost up over 1%, but I would agree that when we look at the S&P just slightly higher and the Dow slightly negative. So, tech helping the Nasdaq, but not necessarily the overall market.
Yeah. Going back to a daily chart, it's also super interesting. I noticed this yesterday. Right now, the Nasdaq has been trading at the 50-day moving average. In fact, yesterday, the 50-day moving average acted as support and stopped the fall of the Nasdaq, it seems. So this will be interesting to see, because we haven't closed below the 50-day moving average. Last time was March 13th. So it has been quite a while here. It has been a month.
Yeah, and we know that these major averages are typically watched by investors and traders. So the 5200 day, very popular. We'll see if it holds up.
Now, one other thing I wanted to discuss before we go to our positions. Did you see that Bitcoin was making a move? I mean, I was super. I saw it this morning because Bitcoin has been rather quiet after moving lower. So for a week, it has been trading here in a small range between 27,000, 28,000. But this morning, a move higher, up 5% right now.
Wow. I did not see that, right? But interesting to see that jump towards 30,000 again after seeing a slide.
This makes me want to look at gold also. We haven't talked about gold in a while because gold is now trading solidly above 2,000. And again, this morning, I mean, holding in there, if you're looking at a weekly chart of gold, we see that this is almost at all-time highs. Not quite yet, but definitely hanging in up there. So do you think that this is with Bitcoin moving higher and gold trading above 2,000, the hedge against inflation?
Could be. I mean, gold's not making any real big moves, but I think that staying above 2,000 an ounce is, you know, a strong move for gold. Silver sitting around 25, but you know, we could, you know, we don't need to switch over to gold, but it does look like precious metals are really strong right now.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions and how they are doing here this morning. So I'm zooming out a little bit. First one here, CTRA, Coterra Energy, and geez, this guy doesn't want to move above 26. I mean, still not able to sell calls against it. My break even is at 23, so 22.99 to be exact. So I'm okay there, but I would love to be able to sell a few more calls. Even last week, and it was trading somewhere around there, 25.50, 25.60, there wasn't enough meat on the bone, really. It's super interesting. And now with yesterday's slide, this morning also a little bit lower, minus 0.6%. Markets are trying to teach me patience here.
Definitely. Still a good looking chart and in that upper range, which is a good thing. But too bad you weren't able to sell some calls.
Yeah. All right. We will talk about DHR at the moment. Google, a little bit all over the place right now, up again. So here's the interesting thing. As we moved lower this morning, I sold, when was it? A few days ago. I think it was on Monday. I sold calls at 110 against my existing position. And I've been able to close them this morning at 90% of max profits. So now nice. I'm looking to sell calls again. I think this was great. So as Google was moving lower, they closed, and also the volatility crush, which was very typical that we see this after earnings, going into earnings. There's more premium available after earnings. The volatility crush premium is getting sucked out. So I'll take it. Realizing 90% of the max profits, let's sell it again.
Yeah. Are you looking at the 108, your cost basis, or looking at a higher strike?
You know what? This is where I want to see a little bit how this is shaking out today, because if you look at a 5-minute chart of Google, it has been a little bit all over the place. So at first I thought, okay, let's do the 108. But then we see right after the open, Google was just marching higher from 103 to 106. I mean, this move, that's a pretty dramatic move. If you look at this, that is here a move of 3% for Google. So I want to see if Google can continue to march higher here. And then, yeah, I'm interested in the 108 or maybe even the 109.
Okay. And it looks like you could probably get about 30% annualized at the 108 or 109 for this Friday and next Friday.
Yeah, but I mentioned it. So I believe that once Google breaks above the 108, that we are going back into the range between that we had here between 106 and 120. And I want to take advantage of that move. And I mean, this might be a mistake because I thought the same about CTRA, where I thought, okay, once we go up there, we will be in the range between 26 and 32. Hasn't happened just yet. You let go of CTRA, which in hindsight was the smarter move. I just feel that once Google and CTRA are breaking above my assigned price, that we can trade in this other range. So I want to see if I can take advantage of this and get some money out of the stocks by selling them at a higher strike price or getting called away than I was assigned here. So that's right now my plan here.
Okay.
Good.
Sounds good.
PNC, we briefly talked about this. PNC is still trading in this range, but a really good day for PNC today, up 3%. And especially considering that there are some banking jitters right now, I must say I'm impressed of how PNC is hanging in there.
Yeah, I really like this march up towards that upper range that's been established, and really just need to see some more follow through and get through those upper levels, because I think once we break to the upside, we can regain some of that dip that we saw back in March.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about DHR. So DHR is a stock that reported earnings yesterday, and we just saw that DHR has had solid support here at around 237.50, 240. And yesterday, when we were marching lower, we decided to sell puts at support. I sold it at 240. You at 237.50.
Yep. And so this was an earnings play. It was a reaction to their earnings, which was actually better than expected on revenue and earnings per share. But they did make a statement related to COVID-related losses, or not making as much profit because of the just COVID-related expenses and right. Money being spent previously.
So this would be interesting, because right now we are trading very well below our the strike price that we sold. I mean, for me, the 240, and for you, the 237.50. So this is where we could get assigned on Friday. Depends on what DHR likes to do here. Yesterday, huge down day, down 9%. Today, slightly up after being down a little bit earlier. So we'll see. But this could be a stock where we get assigned. So are you concerned about it? Do you want to roll the puts, or are you okay being assigned here?
I'm okay being assigned. I know that some people watching the drop that got into the trade, it feels uncomfortable when you sold puts and then you see the stock go through it. But remember, when we make a decision to put on a trade with our wheel strategy, it's a stock that we want to own at the price that we've sold. So the way we do it, we're always getting assigned at a discount from where the stock was trading previously. And in this case, I'm okay getting assigned. I mean, right now, the 237.50 calls for next week, I could probably get $1.90, right? So that's not bad premium. That would lower my break even. And also, stock's only down less than 2% from my assignment price, less than 3% for your assignment price. And it's not the end of the week yet, right? So right. We could get more of a snapback. It could be that this is a little bit of an overreaction.
Yeah. Anyhow, these things can happen when you're trading the wheel. And I mean, you shouldn't be afraid of assignment. This is why I'm also not trying to roll puts here. I want to get assigned. And as you said, there's a pretty decent premium here when we are trying to sell calls next week after we're getting assigned here. So sure. Definitely stay tuned. By the way, are you liking it as we are going through our positions here? If so, give us a quick like, and also consider subscribing to the channel. This way, you will see when we are going live and what happens here with our positions. All right. Final look here very quickly of what's happening in the markets. The S&P pulling back up, slightly up right now, 0.3%, as you said earlier. The NASDAQ fueled by, if you just go back here and look at the heat map, let me just bring it up here really quick. I mean, fueled by Microsoft, Nvidia, Google, Amazon, even Meta being up here dramatically going into earnings. So this is where the NASDAQ definitely stronger. Interesting to see that Tesla is down. And then we see that many of the Dow components are actually trading lower today. So very, very mixed on the heat map here, where we see in the upper left, if you use a kind of a slice from the upper right to the lower left, and we see that all of the tech communication stocks, that they are basically up for the day. And the good old Dow stocks, healthcare, what else do we have here? Industrials being down, financial services being down, quite interesting. And this is exactly what we see, the Dow slightly down for the day, NASDAQ leading the way today.
And so it goes.
I really like our heat map. So talk about liking. If you like the show, click on like really quick and subscribe to it. This way, You'll see what happens when we're back tomorrow, and especially keeping an eye on DHR and my Google positions here to see what happens. So we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.